What's worthwhile? Considering what we consume, believe, say, and do towards peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit. I'm Ramsey Zimmerman. Here's some more healthy living, motivation, and discussion. Hey there, it's Ramsey here. We've talked a lot here on the What's Worthwhile podcast about burnout. Most of us understand that burnout is something to avoid. We can see it when it becomes obvious. We recognize it when someone collapses from exhaustion or disengages completely. But burnout rarely begins that way. Most of the time, it starts quietly as a gradual erosion of clarity, energy, and steadiness under pressure. So lately, I've been thinking about burnout resilience. Burnout resilience is our capacity to handle sustained pressure without losing our clarity, our energy, or our direction. It's not about pushing harder. It's about remaining steady. It's not about grinding. It's about sustaining. And in a world where demands are rarely decreasing, that capacity matters more than ever. There is sometimes a question about where burnout comes from and who's responsible. Some people look at burnout as a personal matter. Others see it as an organizational issue. I think it's both. Our environments matter. Our habits matter. And the interaction between the two matters most. You know, we can only control what we can control. If we are workers, we control how we prepare and how we respond. If we are leaders, we control ourselves and also how we lead. Leaders shape culture through example, whether they intend to or not. Individuals influence outcomes through daily choices, whether they notice it or not. Both sides play a role and both sides have agency. Recently, I spoke with a workplace wellness specialist who works directly with companies and teams. Something she said stayed with me. She noted that people often try to address burnout only at the individual level or only at the organizational level, when in reality it requires attention to both. Human beings need rest, clarity, and reset time, or they end up running on fumes. And when people run on fumes long enough, performance and creativity decline. That connection between individuals and the team makes me think of our overall theme here on What's Worthwhile, that we need to consider what we consume, believe, say, and do. If we're going to be well-functioning individuals, we need to consume good, healthy food and positive, true messages to keep us energized and in good spirits. Then, as we interact with our family members and colleagues, we can influence them positively, share with them what they need from us, and accomplish our goals together. How we show up matters, and how well we're doing matters because it drives what we can accomplish. To become and remain more burnout resilient, we should support the foundations of our health. Things like sleep quality, nourishment, stress regulation, digestion, and blood sugar stability all affect how steady and capable we feel under pressure. When those foundations are strong, we tend to be more focused, more patient, and more resilient. When they are strained, even small challenges can feel overwhelming. Most people do not need more pressure. They need clearer insight into which of their foundations are supporting them and which may be quietly draining them. That is exactly why I created the Burnout Resilience Zone Assessment. I wanted to provide a simple way for people to see where they currently stand, not based on guesswork, but based on recognizing patterns. The assessment looks at several foundational areas and gives you a clear snapshot of your current burnout resilience zone, along with guidance on where your capacity may be strong and where it may need support. If you would like to see where your burnout resilience currently stands, I invite you to take the assessment. It takes only a few minutes and you can find it at burnout.whatsworthwhile.net. I will email you the results along with specific insights and advice tailored from your responses. And if something in this conversation resonates with you, I always welcome thoughtful conversations with people who care about doing meaningful work well. Please reach out and connect. Because the goal is not just to avoid burnout. The goal is to build the kind of resilience that allows us to live, lead, and serve with steadiness over the long term. And for today, that is enough. Ready for more? Visit whatsworthwhile.net to listen to podcast episodes, master your response to stress by reading my book, Stress Response, available through Amazon, or to get better before burnout sets in by requesting the free guide. Regardless of where you are in your journey, I'd love to hear from you and talk about how we might move forward together. Please contact me, Ramsey Zimmerman, through the website or on social media like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thanks.